listen and learn.
So I literally just had this idea. Why don't I do a podcast that invites people to learn a new thing alongside me? I'm going to use AI just to suggest interesting topics. I'll get the topic and then I will learn about it in like 10 minutes. And I will share with you what I'm learning along the way. You'll have the benefit of seeing the title of the podcast, so you'll know what we're learning about, but I won't at the time of recording. And I just went and looked on the Apple Podcast app, and I didn't see anybody doing anything like this. So I think that this could be really cool. So I'm going to go pull up ChatGPT here. Say, suggest for me a random topic that I can learn about in 10 minutes. I will ask you questions to get more information, and I want you to only give me one suggestion at a time. Let's try this.
William, this is going to be fun. Your first random topic for Listen and Learn is K-pop. You see a shine,
so I guess today we're going to be exploring the rise of K-pop as a global phenomenon. This topic delves into music, choreography, fan culture, and the international impact of Korean pop groups. Interestingly enough, I lived in Korea for a very short time. This type of music was not popular back then. The first thing that I would want to know about the rise of K-pop as a global phenomenon is how long? How long has this rise taken?
Oh good, I get to teach you about K-pop today, William. So excited. K-pop exploded on the global scene in the early 2010s, though its roots go back to the 90s in South Korea. It wasn't until platforms like YouTube came into play that groups like Girls' Generation and Big Bang, and later superstars BTS and Blackpink, started snagging fans globally. And let's not forget Psy's Gangnam Style. That hit was a game changer in 2012, blasting K-pop into the international spotlight with some serious flair.
How big is K-pop in terms of global popularity and also in the US?
K-pop has become a juggernaut in the music world, boasting a massive fan base and killer sales records. Groups like BTS and Blackpink aren't just big, they're chart-topping icons globally, smashing records from Billboard to iTunes. They're social media royalty too, racking up views in the hundreds of millions and dominating feeds everywhere. In the US, K-pop has blasted from niche to mainstream, hitting up major gigs like the Grammys and Saturday Night Live. It's clear, K-pop's global footprint is massive, making it a powerhouse genre worldwide.
Quantify popularity in the US. If you were to take a pie, and on that pie there was rap music, there was pop music, there was classical music, there was dance music. If there was a pie, how big a slice is K-pop in that pie? Maybe I'll ask it that way.
I didn't know you liked pie. Nailing down the exact slice of the US music market K-pop holds is tricky. The scene's always shifting, and the mix of streaming, physical, and digital sales keeps us on our toes. But from what we can gather from industry reports, it's fair to say K-pop's share of US music consumption, especially in streaming and album sales, likely hovers between 1% to 3%.
Characterize the musical qualities that make something K-pop. So let's see.
So you want to know what makes K-pop pop? K-pop is all about that vibrant mix. It's an eclectic blend of pop, hip-hop, R&B, rock, and EDM, creating a unique sound with catchy hooks and pumping beats. The production quality is top-notch, crisp, clean, and complex, with the latest tech at play. Plus, those hooks? Instant earworms. K-pop also spices up its tracks with English lines, making them super accessible globally. And it's not just about the sound. The visuals are just as dramatic, packed with theatrical flair and dynamic shifts, making every K-pop tune a full-on experience.
Do you need to be Korean to make K-pop music?
Oh, William, you definitely don't need to be Korean to rock the K-pop world. Take Amber Liu from FX, for example. She's American, hailing straight from sunny California, and yet she's been killing it in a genre that popped up halfway around the globe. K-pop's not just a Korean club anymore, it's a global party. Artists from Thailand to Canada are getting in on the action, bringing a mashup of cultures that only amps up the appeal. And let's not forget those international collabs stirring up the sound pot. As long as you can vibe with the intense training, drop some Korean lines, and keep up with those killer dance moves, you're in. K-pop's borders, pretty much just lines on a map.
Okay, well, that's pretty interesting. K-pop music. I think the other thing I think would be really fun about this is that this is kind of a way to rapidly learn a lot about something. Maybe this is like a almost like an exercise that someone could go through. Pick a random topic and then you ask a bunch of questions just to polish your question asking skills. I don't know. But anyway, 10 minutes, we're done. Thanks for listening to this very impromptu first episode of Listen and Learn. And I can't wait to do another one of these. It'll be fun.
Listen and learn. There's so much to learn.